Hey everybody, thank you for joining us tonight for our prospecting and close, actually our prospecting classes tonight. Tomorrow night is our closing class, but for our prospecting and closing workshop, this is week two of our event, and this is the very first week we've got Danny Johnson live. I know every one of you is excited about that and ready to dive in and listen to some live role playing and possibly even be on live with Danny. We have processed all the numbers that you sent over to us, and we've sent those over to Danny. She's been digging through those the last few hours, and I know she's got some great people lined up to talk to. So we're very excited about this evening, and I'm sure you are as well. I just wanted to give you a little bit of recognition for what you accomplished last week. You guys did fantastic. This is the first real week after the intro week where we basically just took your information about what company you were with and what type of market you were building. If for some reason you didn't turn in that very first intro survey, please go back and find that email and do that. There's probably 30 or so folks that did not do that, and we'd like to get that information updated so we can properly categorize you on the backside of what we're doing here, just to make it easier for everybody to figure out what type of market you're working in and that kind of thing. But you guys did a great job this last week. So your total dials for the last 7 days were 12,393 dials, which was fantastic. Total conversations, about a 10% pickup rate on that, so 58 conversations. And then you took those 1,300 people to 380 presentations. And I know that that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, and that's a number that I know that with Danny's help, you're going to be able to improve quite a bit over the next few weeks. So this is going to be a lot of fun. Now, in the cold market category, there was several people that really stood out in the number of dials that they made. Patty Stewart, a longtime veteran and always amazing quantity dialer, 1,045 dials last week. So congratulations, Patty, for being our top dialer of the cold market group. And actually, the entire class. Then Anna D. Abreu, 528 dials. I have a feeling that we're going to be hearing from her during this whole workshop, because she has just done an amazing job. I'll leave it to Laura tomorrow to share with you kind of her success, but she has just done an amazing job. She has not yet been to First Steps Success, and just doing great. And then Stacy O'Quinn, longtime veteran, 468 dials last week, and some great success in some other areas as well. Conversations, Anna Diabru, 123 conversations about her business and her product. That was an amazing number. And then Stacy O'Quinn, also this is all on the cold market side, 24 conversations. So congratulations to all you guys, and then we'll let Laura give you some of the numbers for the successes tomorrow night. And then on the warm market side, we had Janet Bloodworth, who made 120 dials into her warm market last week, which is fantastic. She's actually working in real estate business, and so using the same skills and techniques that Danny has taught in this class for that skill. And then Christina Camper, 100 dials even last week, and Kimberly Murray, 100 dials even into warm market lists, which is fantastic. So great job, everybody, on that. Conversations, Portia Parcher, 39 conversations, our top conversation getter, and then Christy Jenkins with 22 presentations last week. Fantastic. And she also did that really well in getting customers and business partners signed up as well. So some good job to all you guys for everything you've done, getting your businesses rolling and putting to use all of the things that you're learning here in this class and through all the other material that you've been using of Danny Johnson's. And tonight it's really an interesting thing. We've got a lot of folks that have been with Danny Johnson using her training and plugging into her first steps for many, many years. And then we also have a lot of people, I think about 20 or 25, that have not yet been to a First Steps Success event. And this is their very first night of live interaction with Danny Johnson. So it's going to be awesome to see the comments over on Project 1000 after our call. Please turn off Facebook between now and the end of the call. It really takes some notes to get focused on what you're about to learn, because this is such a rare opportunity. And I know that you guys all believe then you're here because of this. This is a unique and rare opportunity to learn from someone of Danny Johnson's stature and success someone who's created so much success using these skills, to be able to, in such a small group and intimate setting, be able to learn directly from her is a very, very rare thing. And I know that you understand that and that you are going to be giving 100% of your attention. Dani could do this stuff in her sleep. This is a natural thing for her now, but she started in many of you are now, and had to learn this skill and has mastered it and used it in all areas of her life for many years now. And I know that you see the successes that Dani has accomplished in all areas of her life, and that's what you're here for as well. So without any further ado, I'd like to welcome to our call Dani Johnson.
Brian, thank you so much for that intro, and man, congratulations on such a successful class and so many great people in here. I especially love seeing, a few people in here who have been a part of the prospecting closing classes since their inception, of which would be Stacy and Jackie O'Quinn and their group. I mean, that company has been a staple inside of these prospecting and closing classes. When I started them, it's been 11 years. 11 years ago is when we did the first prospecting and closing classes. And so, anyway, there's a bunch of familiar names in here, which I just wish I could just get together in a room with you, all of us together, every Tuesday and Wednesday. That would be amazing. And then all of you brand new people here for the very first time in this kind of a setting, I'm excited to get to know you a little better. I hope that you will be happy with the results that you will get, which you'll get great results as long as you're following directions and you're doing the very actions in which you're hearing every single week inside of this class. And I think it's really, really important that you treat every class as though it's like gold. I mean, it's just gold being handed to you, and you need to care for it, and you need to follow what we say to do with it. And I promise you, you're going to get just outrageous results by doing that. So I'm just going to step right in to pulling out the people that we're going to practice some prospecting with. We've got some very exciting numbers, as you just heard. So I think the class has taken off really, really well, and I love the commitment that each one of you have. This is an area, by the way, that I really sucked at, especially warm market. I just was really bad at talking to people 27 years ago when I entered in the same industry that you're participating in right now. And so just know that sucking at something, as long as you are learning and applying, and you do that progressively, you're not going to stay bad at it for long. It's your bad numbers are only temporary. That's all they are. They're only temporary. I have watched so many people succeed wildly by advancing themselves in this skill, and the skill that we're going to be focusing in on here today and then tomorrow night. These skills you're going to use in every area of your life. It's so awesome. It really, really is. And lastly, I've asked my husband to interrupt me when he finds out who won Ohio. I am typically not a political follower, but this race is rather peculiar and interesting. And so the last time I was excited about a presidential race was back in the early 90s. Way early 90s when Ross Perot was running for president. But anyway, so this is kind of an exciting night for anybody that's watching the political games, because that's what they should be called. They're games. And so it's, kind of like, I don't know, I'm not a football watcher or sports watcher, but this time my husband and I have been watching, studying, and watching the science of each candidate and how they're communicating and how it's resonating with our public, because it's a study of people. And I've been studying people for 27 years, and I highly recommend you study people as well, because the most successful people in the world study you, and they study me, not me as a teacher, but I'm saying they study us humans, and there's a reason for the study of people. And that's what we're going to learn tonight also as we do this. And so, yeah, let's go ahead and get this started. First person I'm going to bring up is Anna D. Abreu. I know I'm botching that up. But Anna, if you can press number one, we are going to pull you up into a private session with me.
Anna, your line is open.
Hi, Anna. How are you? Hello, Anna. Did you mute your line? That does happen.
Oh, Omia, I'm here.
Hi.
How are you doing? Sorry.
How are you doing?
I think I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous, Les. Don't be nervous. I've done this thousands of times. It's not surgery, so I promise you're not going to die.
Okay. I do there, don't die.
And I am not a surgeon, and there are no side effects.
No. At least you're not a qualified one yet.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to surgically do anything to anybody. I'm certain that I would end up killing somebody for sure. But, okay, so let's go ahead and get started. I love, by the way, and very familiar with the company you're representing, and you know that we're not allowed to say what the company is just out of respect for everyone else's product and business that they have here. But you are with an amazing company, really outstanding organization with so much longevity. And it's really beautiful to see you here with us, and you're fairly new to our organization. So you worked 10 hours, 528 dials. Can you tell me what your source of leads are?
Cold leads. I buy leads from a company, and I also have a system that it dials the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what I do is I have the automatic dialing and I answer the phone when I get someone on the line.
Yeah. But where are these leads coming from?
From a company that, like, they sell leads.
Okay. So you're, yeah. Okay, perfect. And the leads are generic for prospecting for a business to recruit other distributors, right?
Yeah, part of my leads are generic cold calls, people who requested information about a home-based business,
mm-hmm.
and part of them are from my list of contacts that previous requested information about the company specifically.
Okay.
So I've been going through that list, and
okay.
I've been more successful with the quoting this, not warm, but getting there. People who request information specifically about the company I work for.
Okay. Okay, so some are familiar with your company already and they're requesting information. Are the
Correct.
Vast majority of the 528, are those just cold, generic leads looking for a home-based business?
Yes. Most
okay.
of my calls last week were like, Amazon, 400 were from call, and about 100 were for the people who requested information about our company.
Okay. Well, you're doing an outstanding job. Now, here's one recommendation that I would do. Because you're working multiple different lead sources, I would be tracking what your results are with each lead source. For your own information, because it might turn out that some leads might be more profitable for you to put more money and focus into than others.
Because yes.
sometimes mm-hmm. a more expensive lead, which would be like a company-specific lead, right, that's a very expensive lead. If you're tracking your numbers and your closing ratios are higher and then, of course, the lifetime value of that customer, like how long that customer, client, or distributor is with you, that may turn out to be a better long-term lead that might be more wise to invest more money into that in the upfront. And sometimes also dirt cheap leads, you know, generic cheap leads that are a year old even can turn out to be very profitable as well. But I'd be tracking your results to see what you seem to have the highest skill with and then decide according to the numbers, not according to your feelings, but according to the numbers, to determine whether or not it makes sense to continue with a certain lead source or to put more money in a different lead source. Make sense?
Yeah. Thank you for that advice. I kind of start doing this, your advice, this week. I guess I got the message, and I started checking the because
sure.
I have a way to separate them, so sort
yeah.
them. And I already have from my calls today, I already have 7 on the process of watching the presentation, and 1 appointment after we finish this call.
Cool. Okay, so out of 528 dials, you had 123 conversations, which is really good, actually. That's over 20%, about 20%. That's really, really good and unheard of with leads. So excellent job on that. It should have been about 50. Well, actually even less than that, because it's usually about 5% of the people that you're going to get a hold of when you're calling leads. So in that case, you would have had 25 phone calls, conversations versus 123. So that's beautiful. Okay, so with 123 conversations, you had 10 that were willing to go to a presentation. This is exciting because it shows me that, A, you're able to get a hold of people. You're able to put in the amount of work to do the dials. Those are two very strong, very powerful things that you're doing that is absolutely right. Without those two things, you would never succeed, ever. You would never, ever succeed if you were not doing the most important foundational activity, and that is dialing. And the fact that you're getting a hold of a lot of people, that isn't always going to be the case. You just need to know that. To have that level of people answering the phone, very unusual, with 528 dials being done, 123 conversations, totally not normal. So sometimes it's going to be less than that. That's probably what the higher range is going to be, right? That's probably
it.
Generally speaking, with warm market, that if you're calling nothing but warm market, you'll have like a 50 to 70% conversation rate to dial. But with cold leads, never do you see those kinds of numbers. Okay, so don't worry if that number drops a little. Don't worry if that number stays about the same. The best you can hope for is it stays about the same, because that's a very unusual number right there. All right, so now, but the exciting part about what I'm going to tell you is that you have an 8% show-up ratio to the presentation, I mean conversation to presentation, meaning that you scripted somebody, you booked them for a presentation, 10 said, yes, I'd like to see a presentation. That's 8%. We have about a 90% chance of growth with that number.
Okay.
That's what that tells me. Because with 8% showing up, I mean 8% willing to take a look at it, you have so much room to grow, to have, I'd like to see you initially, 20%, 50%. So just look at your numbers. Your closing ratios, okay? So you had 10. How do you know if 10 showed up to the presentation?
Basically what I do is I send them a link to see the presentation, and I specifically run the presentation with them. And when I called them, only four were there,
okay.
And the other six never show up.
Okay, so perfect. So that was a 40% show-up ratio for your presentation, okay? Not bad.
Yep.
Not bad at all. You can do well with a 40%, but I'm here to tell you that we can get that number up to 90% eventually.
Amen.
Yeah, you can.
Amen.
You absolutely can.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you got two customers or business partners from those four specifically?
Correct.
So look at me, honey. Listen. This is amazing. That little video is going off in my head with that little kid. Listen, Linda. Listen. Freaking love that video. Okay. Anyway, my husband and I say it to each other all the time. Listen, Linda. Can you see my eyes are closed? My hands are up. Okay. So you have a 50% closing ratio, girl. You have a 50%. Listen, you can make a six-figure income on a 10% closing ratio. But you have a 50% closing ratio. So now let's back up and let's look at if we just change two small things, what happens to your income. So if we can raise the number of those that you talked to half, 50% of them go and say, yes, I'll look at the presentation. So what do we have? We have 60 people being sent to a website to look at a video, right? We know that if your numbers don't change the amount that actually do it, we know that 60% will not click the link, 40% will click the link. So out of 60 people who went and looked, forget it. Let's make the numbers smaller. Screw this. If you had 20 say, yes, I'll look at the presentation, that would have given you 8, right? 8
yeah. Correct.
That you read the closing script, and four new recruits. That's just with
Correct.
You having still a very low prospecting rate. Because your closing ratio is so high. A 50% closing ratio is nearly unheard of for a lot of people. That's the top 1% maybe have that high, a 50% closing ratio. Okay? Your other numbers are pretty normal. Pretty normal. But we can get you far above normal. Okay? So, let's focus on prospecting. Which script are you using that when I answer the ad and the dialer dials me, what script are you using to recruit me?
I don't know. Are you? I mean, I don't know. I'm always on the phone, and I use your script.
Which one?
The page 16.
Okay.
Well, Danny, it all depends. I'm sorry. It all depends. If I am on a follow-up call, I use a follow-up. But mostly I'm still learning your page 16, which I, by the way, like it very much. And I'm most of the time I use this one, page 16 and 17.
Okay. It's really important when it comes to prospecting, both learning and becoming a professional at it, that you know exactly what script you're going to use, and you just use it thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of times. Okay? So what do you mean that you use a different script for the photo app? Is that what you said? It's a photo app?
The follow up, I used page 22nd. Which is, what do you
that's
like about the
script.
Presentation?
Yeah, that's a closing script.
Yes, the follow-up and closing script.
Okay.
But I was going over all the other scripts that we have here, and I'm trying to get familiar with them and use them as much because
yeah.
I know everybody is different and all the objections are different as well.
Yeah, the objection scripts are really helpful. But as far as prospecting goes, you really only need a few. And the one for cold market, clearly, if someone's responded to an ad online, page 16 and 17, 18 and 19, that's the script to use for someone inquiring about a home-based business. There's not another script to use outside of that. When it comes to warm market, a lukewarm market, that's what the other scripts are for. There's a ton of other scripts to use for that. Yeah, but let's just focus on this, the one that you're using majority of the time, okay? All right, so I'm going to be the prospect, Anna. You are the prospector, so you're going to try to recruit me or at least to invite me to come and look at your presentation. So I'm answering the phone. I answered an ad for a home business. So ring, ring, hello.
Hi, Donnie. How's it going?
Good.
This is Anna De Abreu. I'm calling you back. How are you doing today?
Good.
You requested some information about working from home. What can I do for you?
I don't remember requesting information about working from home.
Let me make sure I have your name, Danny Johnson, and your email, and which is DannyJohnson@yahoo.com, correct?
Yeah, that's me.
And then I have your phone number, which is the one, let's see, that one.
Yep.
Let's see. Okay, I do apologize for the inconveniences and appreciate your time. I'd like to leave you with my name and number. Our company is looking for qualified individuals in your area who are looking for a career change with potential of earning six figures income.
Okay.
If you could just give my name and number to anyone you know interested in an opportunity like this, I will be great.
Okay.
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
Okay. Could you take notes? My name is Anna De Abreu. My last name is kind of Portuguese. And my number is 925-752-6028.
Okay.
And do you take the notes?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Thank
do you happen to know someone? You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, good job, actually. You did a really good job. Okay, I have a couple quick things, and I know you're nervous, so that's going to play a factor into it, but I want you to slow down.
Yes, Daddy. I remember you saying that you talk fast, and I go like, gosh, I need to slow down.
Yes, you need to slow down. Just slow down a little bit. You don't have to slow down a lot because the way you talk is very exciting anyway. But you obviously know you've got a beautiful, gorgeous, sexy accent. And if you talk too fast, I can't hear the beautiful, sexy accent.
Well, thank you for the sexy part.
Okay, so are you Portuguese?
I hear that from a lot of people that my accent is cute, and I'm Venezuelan, so it's the reason it's like your Nicaraguan part coming up, and yes, we talk fast, I'm learning through my grandson, who is on speech therapy, and they told us, all of us, to speak slow because the guy is speaking too fast.
Okay, so and the reason why I want you to speak slow is because you have a beautiful accent, and I can't hear it when I can't hear the words. So that when you talk slower, I can hear that gorgeous, very intriguing, sexy accent that makes you mysterious to me, and it makes me wonder, where are you from? Okay, so just slow down a little bit. And what's happening is that you are compensating for your accent. Okay, you think your accent is a problem, so you're overcompensated with trying to be way too sugary, sweet, and nice, which has you coming across as a salesperson, as a telemarketer. You don't need to overcompensate for your accent. Use your accent to your advantage. It's beautiful. It's sexy. It's intriguing. So use that to your advantage. I have had people inside of these classes where I had one Asian girl, to be exact. I could not understand her at all, like at all. And this was the advice that I gave her. Slow down. The woman ended up with a closing ratio that shocked me at the end of the month. I could not believe. In fact, she closed 8 people in a week on week 3 of the class. And really what it was is that you have to, whenever we think something is wrong with us, we either overcompensate for what we think is wrong, and all that does is make it worse, or we pull back in fear and do nothing. You're the overcompensator. You're like, I'm really sorry I have this accent. You can't understand me, but I'm really good. I'm really a nice person, I swear. I'm really going to let you talk to me. No, you don't need to do that.
Well, I'm pretty sure you read minds because I yes, you do. I mean, it's a fact. It's a fact.
Yes,
I've been thinking that my accent is kind of my challenge, and it's not because I get a lot of compliments about it. But
right. So use that to your advantage.
Yeah.
And so the way you're talking
today,
to me, even the way you're talking to me now, it's intriguing to me. So let's start over because you're overcompensating with adding things like, how are you doing today? How are you doing today? How are you doing today? You asked me 2 or 3 times how I was doing. And again, what that is you're trying to cover up that you have an accent. You're not going to cover up that you have an accent.
It's there. Yeah.
Everyone knows you have an accent. But as you have heard, people like it. All you have to do is slow down, and I want you to own it. I want you to own that passionate, gorgeous Venezuelan accent. I don't want you to overcompensate. I want you to talk more, and I don't want you to talk fast. Just own it, girl. Own it. Venezuela is beautiful. Venezuelan women are gorgeous. Some of the most beautiful women in the world. I was on a boat years ago, 2.5 decades ago, with a bunch of Venezuelans, and I was like, oh, my gosh, where are these people from? They were the most beautiful eyes of eye candy in men and women everywhere, and they were all from Venezuela. So own it. Own it, own it, own it. Don't try to be the American with that rude accent. Just be who you are, because no one else can be you. And it's when you're you and you own it and you know that it's an advantage, not a disadvantage, you will carry yourself through the script completely different. Let me prove it to you right now, okay? We're going to switch the tables, and I'm going to show you by me prospecting you the way you were prospecting me, okay? With a different accent. You ready?
I'm prospecting you, or are you prospecting
me?
No,
by the way around. You're going to answer the phone. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hi, Anna, how's it going?
Fine. Who's this?
Oh, this is Danny. I'm calling you back. How are you doing today?
You're doing great.
Oh, good, good, good. You requested more information about working from home. Are you doing okay? What can I do for you? Let's pause.
Did I request that information?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You want to get off the phone with me. And yeah. I'm speaking English. Without a Venezuelan accent, and you want to get off the phone with me. Does that make sense?
It happens. I mean, yes, it does. And the more you practice, the better you get.
Yes.
And the more you get familiar with the script, you own it more.
Yes.
And I'll get there.
There's no question. So what I'm saying, what the point that I was proving is that accent does not make the difference. It's the attitude and the motive behind the tongue that makes the difference. Does that make sense?
Thank you for
because
advice.
I promise you there's other people here from Texas or Florida or from Canada or California, okay? They make the same mistake without having that beautiful, sexy, gorgeous Venezuelan accent. They're overcompensating.
Yeah, in California, okay?
they're overcompensating for a fear they have, or they're overcompensating for what they think they are lacking. So it has nothing to do with the accent. It has everything to do with the motive of where you're coming from and the attitude in which you're reading that script, okay? So slow down. Okay. Don't add things to the script. Own that beautiful accent that is an advantage, not a disadvantage. You don't sound like everyone else. Okay, so just slow it down and don't use the accent as an excuse to overcompensate or overcomplicate, all right? So that's what I'm going to say to you. I want you to now read the script from this moment forward, from this day forward, just doing the things that I've asked you to do, and you're going to see some results, okay? All right, Carrie, I'm done with Anna. Let's go ahead and bring up my next individual, which will be Christina Camper.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Anna.
Hey, I don't see Christina on the line.
That's tragic.
Christina, if you're here, if you'll press the number one, please. No Christina, it looks like.
Okay. That's too bad. She had a good amount of dials for a warm market person. I'm going to have to come up with another idea. It's too bad. It's just too bad. Okay. Sorry. let's go ahead and bring up Mindy Sarton. Mindy Sarton, gorgeous woman who's been in these classes before.
Okay, Mindy, I have your line open. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Bernie. Spat in my ear today.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I was like, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay. Wow, these are amazing numbers. Okay, so you took a break and had a bunch of kids all at once, two of them. And so now you're back at back in the saddle again.
Yes.
And your husband was bragging on you today, saying your posture was awesome.
He's so awesome.
Yes, he's your big, big, big cheering section. Okay, he's amazing. All right, so you have 4 hours. You're working a business part-time in the midst of your twins. You did 122 dials. The dials were cold. 11 conversations. It's 10%. That's pretty good. Yeah. You got a hold of about 10% of the people. 4 went to the presentation, and you had 1 actually show up and closed 1, which is awesome. Okay, so you know your closing ratios are ridiculous, but let's see what we can do about the prospecting part, getting people to agree.
Yeah, my prospecting sucks.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. It used to be the other way around, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, it did. So I'll take this.
Exactly. This is the good way, because this is like both ways are easy to fix, but this is
right.
Really easy to fix. All right, so I'm the prospect, and you go ahead and go for it.
Hey, Danny, how's it going?
Good.
This is Mindy. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Okay, well, you are, like, really intense and in my frickin' face right now.
Okay. You know what? This is the same problem that I had last time I role-played with you. As soon as you called on me, both my girls started screaming and my dog started barking, so I moved into another room. And I'm still having to work on, like, okay, just bring it down.
Okay, but hold on, because this is so perfect, Mindy.
Yes.
You were talking to me before with the kids screaming and the dog barking, and you had a completely different tone. And as
okay.
soon as you went to turning me into a prospect, you lost me as a friend. And so
sense.
Friends first is how we lead into every conversation. Friends first. I'm a friend that you're going to know forever. And you only know me by name at the moment, but you're about to know my voice, and you're about to know about me, and you're about to know what my history is, and you're about to perhaps get the opportunity to work with me, and you're about to lead me into an opportunity that is phenomenal. That's going to change my entire life.
Yeah.
So, but what I'm hearing is from your tone is more interrogative.
Yeah.
I don't know you. I'm defensive already, and we haven't even engaged in a friendship yet.
Yeah.
So if you're moving into the conversation defensive, you can feel that. Like, I felt it instantly.
Yeah.
I can't wait for you to listen to the MP3 of this. You're going to watch. You're going to just go, what the heck did I just get? Where did Mindy go? Where the fuck did Mindy go? Because, Mindy, you first of all have a beautiful phone voice.
Thank you.
Second of all, you're a precious person. You're a loyal woman. You're a good mom. You're a good wife. You're a good woman. You are an amazing community person that's been a part of this community for years.
Thanks.
That's who needs to be on the phone. You're a safe place, Mindy, for people. You are a lot of people's best friend. You're a lot of people's biggest encourager.
Yeah.
You're a standby you girl. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to stand with you, girl. That's who you are. And that is so valuable in the marketplace. And that's the girl that needs to read this script. Not the, all right, effer, you're going to screw me over? You're going to waste my effing time? I got things to do, man. Who are you? Prove to me that I should waste my time with you. Got it? Nobody wants to work with that chick.
I'm amazed that I made it all the way through the script 4 times, to tell you the truth.
Well, I mean, as you did, I mean, you ended up closing one of them. So, shoot, man. That's amazing. All right. So, let's try again. You're talking to Danny. Every phone call, you're talking to Danny. Or you're talking to your girlfriends. Every phone call. Or you're talking to your guy friends. Every phone call. I know you can think of 4 or 5 very precious people that you met in this community years ago that have stuck by you like family, right? Have been the aunts and uncles to your kids, right? Have been your brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want you to think of, like, your 5 most precious friends that you've made inside of this community, and maybe beyond this community, but just I know there's 4 or 5 in the community.
Yeah.
Who've put up with your crap, and you've put up with theirs, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a long-haul relationship. And prospecting and closing is all relationship. That's what it is. It's one human to the next human, and, man, building that trust, and you having the vision, I'm going to be here for the long haul. Come on. When you first were brought here, you never thought in a million years you'd be here still 4 years later.
No way.
Right? But it was a destiny for you. You had a full life change, a restored marriage. You're now a mom, and you hated kids 4 years ago. You paid off almost $500,000 worth of debt.
Yeah.
You become a woman you didn't even know that you could be.
Yeah.
So that's what I want you to see. There's a Mindy on the other end of the phone. You want to tick her off by being defensive?
And it doesn't mean much.
I don't think it's going to work.
Sorry.
Right? So it's that Mindy, this Mindy that stands here before me. You have to remember the Mindy you were 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's that Mindy that you're recruiting.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's try again. So good.
Hey, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
This is Mindy. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
That was much better, girlfriend. Okay. I don't know. What do you have?
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I can get one.
Okay. Let me know when you have it.
Okay. I got it.
Cool. To save us a little time, I just need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to. Are you currently working from home?
I am not working from home.
What do you do for a living?
I work at an appliance store.
What do you do at the appliance store?
I actually manage the rent-to-own center.
Tell me more about that. What does that look like? Oh, Danny, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. What do you do on a daily basis?
Mindy.
What? I sound like crap.
Yeah.
I don't know where the middle is. There's either, like, super interrogative or there's, like, weak suck, and I can't.
No. I don't think you know how to be weak suck, actually. Pretty confident you don't know how to do that one. So I want you to err on the other side, on the weak suck side, okay? Because I still feel like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
An interrogation. The first paragraph, you did great, and then it went me. Okay, go. I'm just going to fish it back, right? Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Mindy. How's it going?
I'm not going to say what I thought. I don't want to see right now.
We all know what you thought.
This is awesome.
We saw the wide bubble with the four letters.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway. All right, so do you get it? Okay, so here's what I want you to do. All right, I'm going to hit you, and I love you.
I hate it when you say that first.
I know. I'm sorry. I had a situation today while we were recording a show where I told the woman, you are not going to like what I'm about to tell you. And you're going to argue with me about it. You won't argue with me. But here's what
no.
I'm going to tell you. This is what I'm discerning in my belly. There's distrust. You are afraid of making new friends. You are afraid of opening yourself up to people again. You're afraid of perhaps getting derailed again and not following through. All of this is fear. Fear is a liar. It's a liar. So what I feel is your dukes are up. And
yeah.
You want me to prove to you that I'm not going to hurt you. So there's false expectations over the people you're talking to on the phone. And I'm going to tell you, and this is here's the woozy. It's not just from prospecting, Mindy. This is going to, if it isn't already, bleed into other areas and friendships in your life.
Yeah.
Okay. The rejection is talking to you again. And rejection is a lie. It's a effed up liar. So we need to not walk in rejection, because rejection causes me to reject you first. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Rejection, when we carry rejection, we say, fine, I'm going to reject you first, and therefore there's never an engagement of relationship, ever. And so I think it's pretty safe to say that the one person that you closed was someone that felt safe to you somehow. It
yeah.
reminded you of someone that you love and that you trust.
It's a friend of mine.
There you go. So there we go. So fear is nothing but a liar. I actually, right before the last first steps, was able to confront a fear of my own. It was so good because it was so fresh and so real, and I got to see the tentacles like an octopus that fear had and all the different places that it was putting itself. And also to see it be squashed and slip away off into the sunset, if you will, gone, goodbye, see ya, and to not be hovering over me. The fear of failure, the fear of getting hurt is actually more of what I'm discerning, and it's obviously tears are flowing. This fear of being hurt, fear of being let down, fear of letting other people down. Mindy, you cannot bow down to that fear anymore. For the sake of your husband, for the sake of your daughters. You had a baby, two of them at the same time, well, within a couple minutes of each other, and you kind of threw your entire life into that.
Yeah.
And yes, it's beautiful to have kids, and yes, it is amazing to be a mom, but it doesn't mean that all of your love, affection, trust, and everything only goes into your daughters. That's a defense mechanism. And eventually what happens is you end up pushing your kids away, because once they get old enough to have their own mind, their own opinion, their own thoughts, their own feelings, this is where separation begins. So I want you to do what you know to do. You need to follow the fruit to the root, okay? And I'm sure there's some residue of rejection in there. Be done with it. Forgive, move on, release. And now accept. I want you to err on the side of acceptance. I want you to err on the side of love and compassion. I don't want you thinking, and Mindy, this is really huge, and I know you can do it. I don't want you thinking, I only have 4 hours. I can't waste my frickin' time with you, you fool. No. That's not how you want to enter into this. Look at you. You took a 30-month break from your business, right?
Yeah.
And what an amazing business that you can pick it up right where you left it off.
Yep.
And go at it as though no time lapsed.
Yep.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing that you had that freedom to spend all that time of your pregnancy and birthing and to come back, pick up the phone, dial a number. You already know the script, right?
Yep.
Already are familiar with the process. You already know the business is successful. You already know you have a freaking wild, amazing product, which, by the way,
yeah.
I could speak to you right now about it. I'm actually in the process of talking somebody into one, even though I don't sell it. But it's just such a good deal.
It's amazing.
Deal. It is.
Yeah.
It's an amazing deal. And so you, I want you to take off the I only have 4 hours, don't waste my time, idiot, off. Because that's going to make you work harder. It is. It's going to make you work harder. It's going to make you bitter.
Yeah,
it's going to make you resentful. It's not going to make this fun. And Mindy, you need to have fun. Mindy, I'm telling you, your personality, you need to have fun.
Yeah.
You haven't allowed yourself to have fun in a long time. Mm-hmm. It's common in mothers. Especially first-time mothers. Especially first-time mothers with two babies at the same time. Lord have mercy. Okay, so I want you having fun, because if you're not having fun, you're not doing this right.
Yeah.
Okay? The world is stressed out. They don't want more stress, but they would like to have some fun. And the product you're selling is fun.
Yeah.
Okay? The product you're selling is fun. You're selling a life. You're selling traveling the world.
Yeah.
I need to hear the fun behind your message. Okay?
I have to learn how to have fun again.
Yes. Wouldn't it be nice to have fun again? Yes. Okay? All right. So that's what you're going to work on. Fun. I don't care if that's in your big, beautiful handwriting on post-it colorful notes all over your desk. Fun! Fun. So take the pressure off of, I got to close someone today. No, screw that nonsense. I'm going to have some fun. And I really want you to consider, and there's very few in your company that actually do this, but consider your product and consider who could buy it. Let me give this to all of you travel people that are in here right now. This is really powerful, okay, because literally I was in the process of selling one of these packages, and I'm not a part of the company, and I don't make a commission from it.
Yep.
But it was a natural thing from me, okay, and here's what it is.
Yep.
Find people, network amongst your warm market over who travels a lot already, because your service saves money in travel.
Yep.
I have a daughter who spent $20,000 last year traveling, and this package would have paid for itself, plus now for the rest of her life have those travel benefits. It's almost as though many in that business ignore their product. They use it just as something to sell, but not even looking at it. Hold on a second. There's you know people who work for companies that spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on travel, even putting on corporate retreats. The list goes on, and yet your company, meaning that your package works for corporate.
Yep.
And that's always the top package for them, right, if they do any kind of international travel.
Yeah.
It works, and something that can be willed, right, to the owner's children. That's phenomenal. I promise I'm not selling this package over here, and you can't find out where she's at and what she's in. Don't do that. But my point is that some of you on this call have a dynamic product that you're not even selling.
Yep.
And sometimes the product is funner to sell.
Yep.
Than the actual business itself. In your case with travel, it's look at A, how do you tie into people who already travel and already travel a lot? Now, you could probably think of four or five people that you know that vacation a lot. They already do it. They're already spending a certain amount. Is it $10,000 a year on travel?
Yeah.
Is it just domestic travel? Is it international travel? Okay, then here's another thing. Think about where are these people that I don't know? Because you have your own warm market list in itself, and that's a great question. Do you know anyone that travels, travels every year? Not just business, but also personal. There's a lot of vacations and things like that. Good questions. Okay. Do a survey amongst everyone that you know. You want to find out, how many of my friends have a travel budget? How many of them travel every year, vacation? Where do they go? What are their favorite places? What do they like? Where do they want to go? Maybe you just did an interviewing survey, doing a quick study on travel of your own personal warm market. Your own personal center of influence. This is called a case study. It's your own case study. It's market research, and that's how the conversation can start. Hey, we're doing some kind of market research. I'm just so curious. I had this question come to me, how many of my friends leisurely travel, and where do you go? Man, this is like such an easy door open into your product so easily.
Yeah.
How much are you spending? How much are you averaging in a hotel or food or flights or whatever, right, or excursions? So it's finding out who I already know that already is spending a certain amount of money on travel, number one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to open the door for other conversations for the travel pack. They want to travel, but they don't. Why? It's too expensive. Why is it too expensive? Oh, but what if you could save money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So then the second part is think about social media. Think about pages where there are people that travel, or they call it travel porn in this case. There's food porn and travel porn, and then there's the other disgusting porn. But the travel porn, what are those sites? Why are people on them? Why do people like those Facebook pages? Why are they engaged with those television shows? And find a way to meet those people, and that simply is engaging with them using the techniques from Six Figures in 6 Months and Unlimited Success, which is form, using gems, using these communication skills to engage in conversation. So where have you been? Tell me about your most favorite vacation destination. How many trips do you average in a year, right? What's the most places you've ever been in a year? Now you're going to be able to go, hold on a second, this guy's spending $10,000 a year, he's spending $20,000. Some people spend $50,000 a year on vacation.
Yeah.
Those people are out there. It's about getting to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an easy sale for your product that saves them thousands of dollars for the rest of their life. Even if within 1 year someone's going to save, when even if they purchase your top package, they're going to save on that.
Yeah,
you know
easily.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Very easily. And then for the rest of their life, they get all those major discounts. You know, $200 for a week at a cabin on a lake versus $200 a night for the rest of their life. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I need you to have fun. That's your exercise. Okay? I don't want you under pressure. That's the last thing in the world that you need. You need fun. The doctor is ordering fun. So if the fun is, do a great case study for your company. This is your business, Mindy.
Yeah.
It's your business. This is not just an ATM machine. This is your business.
Yeah.
Okay? So if it's your business, then it's like, oh, yeah, what is the market study? How many people do I know that are traveling? How do I find people that are already spending money traveling, and how do I find the people that want to travel who are not traveling? You're going to end up backing people in, because look at it. It's so simple. You end up saving people on the front end of their product, but look, this is crazy. This is crazy. All you have to do is get three other people to buy, and they didn't pay.
Right.
They can sign for their own package.
Yep.
Honey, I don't care if that's all you do is duplicate that. Retail your service. It adds up in their head, like, wait a second. All I have to do is get three people to buy what I just bought, and for the rest of my life, I pay $200 for a week on a cabin versus $200 a night. For the rest of my life, I can stay in Bora Bora on a bungalow on the water for $200 a night versus $1,700 a night for the rest of my life, and I can will that to my children? People aren't stupid. That is a brilliant plan. So I need you to have fun. I want you to do some market research immediately with your, hello, I'm putting you back in your warm market again. Casual conversation.
No,
I'm doing
fine.
A quick research. We did this before, but not this way, not this angle. Okay?
No, this is better because I was never comfortable calling my warm market when I was working it as a business proposition. But this week, I literally was sitting down and, like, praying about, like, how do I went back to this because it's fun. Like, this is fun for me, right? And so then I'm like, why am I not having any fun? And so I actually thought, like, I could make a list of all my people that you've been telling me to do for 4 freaking years, and I could call them and ask them about travel all day long. All day long.
Yes.
And
have them share with you the
all.
Places they've been, the places they want to go. This is a fun conversation.
Yeah.
And even being the person that says, okay, let's hold each other accountable. We both want to travel. We want to do this. So, okay, where are we going? Let's start planning the next trip. Your family's going to Italy. My family's going to France or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And now it's like you become a travel coach in some indirect way. I wouldn't call yourself that, but just indirectly, like, hey, let's help some people live a better life.
Yeah.
This is an easy back-end way to build out a huge, huge, huge business. This is that kind of a front-end lead with it is an easy $50,000 a month of income as you build that pipeline. Because, again, people are coming in not with the impression for a business that they're not looking for, but they're coming in with the impression of, I have a desire to travel, and I want to save money doing it. And I buy this it takes someone an entire year to find those three people. If it takes them 2 years to find those three people, it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's absolutely worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay? All right.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Breathe, have fun. All right, you're welcome. Okay, Carrie, go ahead and I'm excited, Mindy.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I'm not kidding you. 2 weeks ago, I think it was 2 weeks ago that I had this conversation with some people and I was like, I don't want to forget to say this in the right place. So glad I remembered it. All right, cool. All right, Carrie, go ahead and put Mindy back in the class. And let's pull up, hold on. Cheesy peasy. There's one group of you that just freaking dominate the dials. And you're all in the travel business. All the travel people dominate the dials. You guys are amazing, committed people. All right, I have Patty Stewart. Yeah, Patty Stewart, press number one, please, so we can find you.
Okay, Patty, your line is open.
Okay. Hi, Danny.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Okay, I have no idea. You didn't put in what your product is in your form there. Can you tell me what that is? Don't give me the name. Just tell me what it is, what industry it is.
Travel.
Are you serious?
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, and do you have a two-step process, meaning you send people to a website, they watch a video, read a form, then you call them, and then you schedule them for a conference call?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, let's go ahead and start with page 16, if that's the one that you're doing.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Right. How many dials did you do? I just know
I did. I did 1,045 last week.
Wow. For some reason, that didn't show up in this file. 1,045 dials.
Oh.
That's incredible. That is absolutely insane. Nice job. And you did that in 35 hours.
Yeah.
You had 44 conversations,
mm-hmm.
which is right in range, right? 5% is the norm, but you
mm-hmm.
had, yeah, that's good. Okay, so 10 people. Do you know that 10 went to the presentation? I mean,
yes.
or looked at the website? You know that 10 absolutely did. So did you
yes.
schedule 44 to go and take a look at it?
I tried to. Some of them just don't really show up. They come right out and they come up with excuses. But they will say they're going to go, and I do try to take them myself, you know, to three-way them in, but then they don't show up. And I check back, and they haven't been, or they just don't even answer.
Okay.
But the 10, I know we're there because
okay.
I do try to dial them in.
Okay. Patty, what I want to assure you is this, and having longevity in the industry, I can tell you that when you are a person who is here for the long haul,
mm-hmm.
Then you know that the fortune is in the follow-up.
Right.
So there's some really good prospects that you're connecting with, and let's say that they didn't show up, something came up, whatever the excuse was. If you just mm-hmm. simply continue and staying in touch with them, you're eventually going to get that sale.
Okay, good.
Okay?
Thanks.
So don't have the mindset of, oh, man, if I don't get them now, I'm not ever going to get them. No, you follow up. There's some that you can tell are good qualified prospects, and there's some that are absolutely not qualified prospects, but some that are qualified prospects, you want to continue to follow up with those people.
Okay.
Okay? Because someone's going to get them eventually. That someone better be you.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Well, let's go ahead and start with page 16.
Uh-huh.
And go from there.
Okay. All right. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
Good. This is Patty. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Well, I just was curious to see what you guys had.
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
Okay. To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Okay.
All right. Are you currently working from home?
No, I'm not.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
I work for National Car Rental.
Oh, okay. How long have you done that?
I have done that for about 8 months now.
Oh, what do you like about it?
I like the fact that I don't really have someone kind of watching over me.
Okay.
Almost my own boss.
Okay. All right. And what do you dislike about it?
Well, I tripled the sales of the business, but my income was not changed.
Oh, not good.
Yeah,
okay.
No, not good.
All right. Are you thinking of replacing your current income or just supplementing it?
I think I would like to replace it eventually.
Okay. All righty. Are you married?
No.
Okay. Do you have kids?
Yes.
Oh, how many do you have?
I have one.
A girl or a boy?
She's a girl.
Oh, okay. She's a girl?
Yeah.
Sorry.
She's a girl.
How old is she?
She's about a year old.
Oh, right. All right. Have you ever been self-employed or owned a home business before?
No, I don't even know what that's about, actually.
Oh, okay. Now, what level of income are you accustomed to?
About $1,500 a month.
Okay. What kind of income are you looking to generate in the next 12 months?
I don't know. I think it'd be nice to double that.
Okay. Do you have some capital set aside to start your business?
How much do I need?
Well.
Hey, hold on a second. No, you guys, you need to stop doing that. No, I asked you to stop doing that. Can't you see I'm on the phone? No, I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, just give me a couple minutes, all right?
That'd be great. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. Okay. You wanted to know about the capital. You know, Danny, our company has quite a standard for the people we're looking for. There's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in the home business successfully. So we are looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. Danny, just how serious are you about starting a home business?
I don't know. Hold on. Guys, I said stop. Okay, awesome. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So just how serious are you about starting the home business?
Yeah. Yeah. Hello?
Yes?
Hi, I'm sorry. I gotta go. Thanks so much for calling.
Well, Danny.
Bye.
Bye.
Click. Patty, have you ever had that happen to you?
No, but you know, of course, when you were doing this, I thought it was Hans or somebody in the background because you had commented.
You know.
I'm going to let you know.
Nope. You've never had a prospect play a video in the background and talk to someone else or mute you?
No. So far, no.
Wow.
I'm lucky, but.
That's funny. That is unfortunately the world that we live in, that's for sure. And I know there's many other people laughing their butts off right now because they have had that happen to them. All right, now, this is so funny. I'm going to give the opposite advice to you than I gave to Anna. You need to speed it up a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing is that I just get the sense that you really, really want me to like you, and that's could be good for getting a date.
Oh,
I know you don't need. But you don't need me to like you. I get the sense that you're, I don't know, like you're really trying to butter me up and sweet talk me in, and I know your background, Patty.
Mm-hmm.
You were a business owner prior to this, right? Or you worked in the corporate world, something along those lines, right?
Yes.
Okay. I kind of need to hear that woman
okay.
a little more. But I feel like you're uneasy and that you're just trying to compensate with trying to get me to like you. And you're kind of unsure about what your next move is, your next step is. Here's the main thing. You should have cut me off a long time ago. Let me tell you why. Did I sound interested?
No.
Did I sound engaged?
No.
Did I sound like I was a good prospect?
No.
Then why the heck are you still on the phone with me?
I'll tell you something. So many of these calls when I dial, I can't even get two words up and they click up on the phone. You know, like I start out and they just hang up on you.
Yep.
You can't even get anything out. So I guess when somebody's there on the phone.
You're trying to sauce them up.
Well, I just try to talk. But, you know, the last prospecting call, when you had me on the phone, I was so nervous with you. I just couldn't even think, and my brain froze up, and I just, and so tonight I determined I wasn't going to be that much of an idiot, and so here I am.
You are not an idiot. You are not an idiot. You're so cute. And I understand there's a nervousness about it. I get that part. I do. I think, I don't know that I could do what you're doing right now. You know what I mean? Like if the roles were reversed, I probably would just, I probably would throw up or something. I'm serious. If I had to be on the phone with me, I'd probably throw up or something else terrible. I think, so, and this is why I said you need to speed it up, because the call is starting off way too slow. And that's why. And so whenever it's too slow, I'm getting unengaged. I'm getting bored. Today, in our world today, people are so distracted. And so I found myself, just naturally, I found myself going, okay, come on. Hurry up. I got things to do. And I went, okay, I'm going to go with this. And no one came into my office. I just pretended like someone came into my office. I'm about to text my husband to find out, is there any news on Ohio yet? Anyway, I'm not going to do that. I need you to speed it up, and I don't want you to try to get me to like you. So I think it's interesting that you're saying, I'm barely making it through the first paragraph before people are hanging up on me. It reminds me of a woman that I trained many, many years ago. The same thing. Within the first, hi, Joe, how's it going? This is so-and-so, Sandy, I'm calling you back. Bam, click. I mean, she couldn't get through the full first paragraph. You know, she had 3,000 conversations, 3,000 people she got a hold of, and not a single sale, not a single presentation. And so that was bad. The woman's a multimillionaire today. Very, very famous, very multimillionaire today. So I know there's hope. No question. You're nowhere near as bad as she was. Nowhere near. I'm serious. There's three people that were like so bad that I had to get on my hands and knees and go, God, you have to help these people. Well, I cannot. I mean, they are way beyond my skill set. Okay, one is a multimillionaire today with millions of people following her. The other two are in this class and been faithful clients for 10 years who have made, who make $250,000 a year cash from their business working at 25 hours a week, and you know who they are. And they were terrible, terrible. Today, the three of these people are professionals. They have earned tons of money in this very skill that they really sucked at. So do not think that it is a hopeless situation by any stretch of the imagination at all. You have it. You have prior experience that can be used here. So I don't want to see a former executive, former very successful businesswoman groveling to get a perfect stranger who's not qualified to like her. That's BS.
Okay.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Be who you are. You're hiring for a corporate position. Be that woman, okay? Don't grovel, because I was showing every sign that I'm not qualified, and you refused to let me go, and you should have let me go right away.
Okay.
Okay? Don't put up with that. Don't put up with that. It's dishonorable on both parties. Okay?
Well,
so go ahead.
I have to say, one day last week, I did have a lady. She was unbelievable. I finally just cut her off, and I said, I don't think you're really interested in this.
Yeah.
I said, I don't believe this is for you, so good luck
job.
In your ventures.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what needs to be done. That's what needs to be done. I kind of want you to err on that side more, because I'm pretty sure that if I was listening in on that call, you probably spent probably 5 more minutes with her than you should have. Just as you do with me. You spent more time with me than you should have. You should, in fact, when I was interrupting and, you know, talking to a ghost, because there's no one in here, and then right away I'm like, you know, I don't know. Well, yeah, sure. There's no commitment in that. That person's going nowhere. Do you know what I mean? I can't make a decision for dinner. I don't know why I'm on the phone with you. It's like, this is a waste of time.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? So I want you to, and again, the reason why you're doing that is because you are trying hard to get me to like you, and I might not even be worthy of being in a relationship with you.
Okay.
So it's almost groveling. You know what I mean? It's almost groveling. You don't need to. Girl, I want you to bring that corporate woman back to the scene.
Okay.
And hold that beautiful head up high. You are a gorgeous, gorgeous, mature woman with a lot of great experience. I believe there's a root issue here. I don't know what happened with that corporate job. I don't know what's happened in your life and in your past, but there's an obvious issue of trying to get someone to like you.
Okay. Gotcha.
And I don't know where that started, where it's from, but I would be searching that out because that's what you're carrying to it. And so what we do when we have that, it's a please don't reject me. I'm really a good person. I'm really nice. I really want to help you. They don't even want to help themselves. If someone doesn't want to help themselves, you're going to waste your time. Okay, Patty, I'm going to ask you a personal question. Have you been taken advantage of a lot in your life?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a lot of people who owe you money?
Yes, and I've never gotten it. I had to just write it off.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you will not be taken advantage of here.
Okay.
It's time at your mature stage in life to set some boundaries.
Okay.
You have such a heart for people, Patty, that you are compassionate to a fault. And when your compassion is beyond what is godly, now we're hurting people.
Okay.
So I don't know if as a little girl that you had to work hard to get friends.
No, I've never really had trouble getting friends. I always seem to make friends very easy, but I don't know where this came from all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But who have you made friends with if you have a lot of people that owe you money and never paid you back?
Oh, well, those aren't friends.
So that's what I'm saying. Have we, throughout your life, had low standards of the people that you would have around you because that's what you felt like you had to do in order to have friends? Because the low standards are that they can take advantage of you, borrow money, never pay you back, screw you over, and walk all over you.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You don't have to be that person. That is from a long time ago. You are a successful woman with honor and integrity. You wouldn't hurt anyone, Patty. You wouldn't hurt anyone. And you don't have to prove that over the phone by being over nice. Do you know what I mean? You don't have to prove that.
Okay.
You don't have to earn someone's love and affection. You're going to stand firm knowing that you have a phenomenal business, a phenomenal product, a phenomenal opportunity for people, and you don't have to beg them.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. So this is an interview, and I need you to interview the people over the phone.
Okay?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to go to my next. Thanks so much, Patty. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it so much.
It's awesome.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay.
How do I get out of it, Danny?
Just stay right there, love. You're so awesome and adorable. Carrie's going to put you back in the class.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. All righty. I'm going to be pulling up my next individual. Yellow. Wow, that's amazing. Wow, that's not good. Can I have Michelle Joy?
Sure, let me see if I can find her. Is it J-O-Y?
You got it, yeah.
No Michelle Joy on...
Okay, makes sense. Wow. Tell me if Lisa Limehouse is on.
Limehouse, L-I-M-E?
You got it, Lisa.
Yes.
Perfect, call her in.
Lisa, your line is open.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
Good. Very, very good. Has tonight been helpful for you?
I'm a little nervous.
Why?
I just am. It is so funny. I just all day long felt like you were going to pick me, and it's just been in my spirit all day long.
That's so funny.
Yeah. But the class has been so helpful, so thank you so much.
Good. I'm glad. Okay. Lisa, you put in 10 hours this past week, and I see 10 dials.
Yes.
You're a really slow dialer.
Well, I didn't spend 10 hours just on the phone, though.
Okay.
I spent 10 hours of work for the week. Gotcha. I probably did that wrong. I'm sorry. It was about 3.5 hours, actually, on the phone.
Wow, because look at this. All right. Have you been to the Monday class at First Steps to Success?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Do you remember the 10 hours a week breakdown of what 10 hours a week should look like in your business?
Yes.
Can you tell me what that is?
Okay, I should be spending 93% of my time prospecting. 7%
no,
of my time.
80%. 80% prospecting.
80% prospecting, yeah. Okay.
So that's, if you worked 10 hours, how many hours would you have spent in prospecting?
8.
Yeah. And with Warm Market, there's a high percentage of people that answer the phone, right? And that's what you're predominantly working is Warm Market.
Right.
Why are you afraid to call people?
Well, I was actually out delivering flyers trying to get cold prospects.
Why are you afraid to call people?
Because I've never done it before.
And what's another reason why you're afraid to call people?
I don't know. I guess
okay,
we're
now,
not
hold on. This is really funny. Okay, so I asked you, why are you afraid to call people? And you said, because I've never done it before. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I have called people before, but I guess it's because I don't know them.
So you've never talked to a stranger before?
Yes.
You have talked to strangers before?
I have.
You have? So have you talked to strangers, like, at the playground before, at the kids' school, on an airplane, at the grocery store? Have you ever talked to strangers?
Every day. Oh, gosh. What a wake-up call. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now look at this. You need 10 phone calls. But let's look at these numbers, because I have to prove something to you that is so blatantly clear. Out of 10 times you dialed a phone number, 7 people answered the phone. 70% answer rate.
Yeah.
And then out of the 7 conversations you had, you directed 5 to a presentation.
Yeah.
2 showed up.
Yeah.
And 2 bought something.
Yeah.
You have 100% closing ratio.
Wow.
Let me just say this again. You have 100% closing ratio. You have a 40% show up ratio. Huge. Okay, so you have a 70% answer rate. Out of the 70%, those are 7 people, 5 said, yes, I will take a look at whatever it was you told them to take a look at, right?
Right.
2 actually did it.
Right.
And 2 bought something.
Right.
Okay. So at First Step Success on Monday, you learned my formula.
Right.
80% of your time, which it should be 90% of your time if you're brand new to a business.
Okay.
Okay. So that would have been 8 hours minimum of prospecting.
I gotcha.
I know for a fact it did not take 7 hours or 8 hours to talk to seven people. Because if it did, there's a problem.
Yeah. No, not at all.
No, not at all. So the amount of time that you actually spent prospecting, like actually talking to somebody, was maybe an hour?
I'm sorry. Say that again. I couldn't hear you.
Was it maybe an hour that it took you to have those seven conversations?
Yeah, total. Yeah.
Yeah, total. Yeah. So let's say there's a total of 2 hours of actual prospecting that happened between the seven conversations, the presentations, and the close and getting someone started on your product, right? Let's say it's max 2 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do with the other 8 hours?
Well, like I said, delivered flyers and then met with the two in person.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So could you imagine?
If I did spend the time.
Yeah. Could you imagine? Because look at this. I mean, this is a total of 2 hours. So if there's 8 other hours, but you're supposed to spend six more hours prospecting. So a total of 8 hours prospecting, right?
Yeah. Now
so
that boggles my mind.
Well, I just want you to multiply the numbers here. It's really simple, okay? Because it took you 2 hours to do this actual work right here. So we have to multiply the two hours, sorry, and we needed 6 more hours. So that means you would have had 12 brand new customers or distributors.
Oh my God.
You would have had 12 new people this week.
Wow.
Yeah. You see, business is nothing but numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're really, really good. So I'm not buying into your lie of I've never talked to strangers before.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's a well-planned lie.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, Lisa, here's what I need you to do. I want you to follow the formula, okay? If you're working 10 hours a week for your business, 8 of those hours is going straight for talking to people.
Okay?
Because you are good at it. You're amazing at it. And that's what I want you to do.
All right.
For every 10 dials you make, you're going to get a hold of 7 people. For every 7 people, 5 are going to show up to a presentation. For every 5 that show up, 2 are going to close. Yeah. Yeah. So that means you would have gotten a hold of 42 people. No, so yeah, 6 times 7 is 42. So you have 42 conversations. You would have had 30 presentations and 12 people join.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
so now here's what happens.
Put my butt into gear.
Oh, yes. You're very good at this. It's about what you're focusing on. Busy work doesn't make anyone money. Thinking about doing your business doesn't make any money. Alphabetizing the list of people you're going to call doesn't make you any money. What makes you money is talking to people.
Okay?
That's what makes you money. So attack, okay? 8 hours this next week of talking to people.
Okay.
Giving those presentations, closing those deals. The other 20% of the time, remember, 6 minutes is for problem solving, okay? I'm sure you spent more than 6 minutes last week problem solving.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. You don't get paid to problem solve. You get paid to talk about your product and your company. That's what you get paid to do, okay? The other time is following up with those existing customers, using instant customer goldmine, using that strategy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're leading with your product, using that strategy to get the message now in front of other customers, friends, and family members, and then backing them into becoming a distributor, okay?
I got you.
You got this deal. You absolutely got this deal. Okay?
That is awesome.
Yeah. You're awesome is right. Okay, cool. Carrie, go ahead and put her back in. And then I need Kimberly Murray. If Kimberly Murray can raise her hand, press number one.
Okay, Kimberly, your line is open.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
I am very nervous, but good, thank you.
Okay, you shouldn't be nervous. You're doing a good job. Now, you, for the warm market, I think you take the cake on a lot of dials for warm market. I'm proud of you. Good job. You have 100 dials working 10 hours. That's good. It takes about 3.5 hours to do 100 dials. But actually, that's cold market, generally speaking. So with 20 conversations that you had one go to the presentation, one that you read the closing script, and you got a goose egg at the end of that conversation. So let's go ahead and see what we can do to help improve the 20 conversations into translating into doing something with your business. But you're doing the right thing with the first initial activity. Do you understand? There's many more dials you can be doing also. But 20 conversations is good. How much time are you spending on the phone with each person?
Depending on if I want to talk or not, about 10 to 20 minutes.
Okay,
I have
20
to work
minutes
on
is
not talking so much.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't be doing talking. You should be asking questions.
Okay.
Okay, you should be asking a lot of questions and getting the other person to talk. That's the most important part of the equation. So yeah, if it took you 20 minutes per conversation, then that's a lot of time. The more you're talking, the less money you're making.
Good information.
Yeah, it's true. You spent 400 minutes talking.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it's 6.66 hours talking.
Wow.
How much did it make you?
Not a lot.
No, nothing.
Yeah,
you
nothing.
Got a zero out of it. That was a zero. Okay. So now you're going to talk less and make more this week.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So let's start with the script that you are using for your warm market.
Okay. I'm doing page 29, the practice approach.
Okay, cool. That's a great approach. It's an awesome approach. Love that approach. All right, girl. Go for it.
All right. Ding.
Hello.
Hey, Danny.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Good.
Awesome.
What you
How's
up to?
Your family? Oh my gosh, just the kids and everything is crazy. How about you? How's your family?
You know, well, Micah just graduated from high school, so I am done homeschooling. So excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's amazing. How's your husband?
Hans is doing great. I think he's like at the best season of his life, and you know, as a man and as a husband, as a father, I think he has like reached a place where, I don't know, it's like he's stepped into his own, he's owning it. He's doing awesome.
Wow, that's awesome. And are you still playing basketball?
Well, not so much.
Okay. All right. I know you said you were thinking about taking it back up again since you had a little more free time. Well, listen, I know you are really busy with all you have going on in your life. And, you know, I almost didn't even call you because of your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But I really need your help. I've been looking for a way to get out of debt and continue to work at home with my kids so that I don't have to go back to work and try to juggle everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe I found a way to do it. But before I begin my national advertising campaign, I was hoping that you could kind of help me practice and give me a little insight. Do you think you could help me out with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's
totally.
So awesome. Listen, I was wondering maybe, I know your schedule is crazy, maybe in the evening we could get together one day this week?
Okay.
Okay, how about Tuesday or Thursday?
Thursday, what time are you talking?
Probably the afternoon. Does that work for you?
No, but Wednesday afternoon works for me.
Okay, one second, let me check. Oh, that's awesome. I can do that.
Okay.
So can I pencil you in for what time would work good for you?
You tell me. I'm open in the afternoon. Actually, right, I have an appointment at 1 o'clock. I have an appointment at 1 o'clock. This is tomorrow. So I have an appointment at 1 o'clock. 3:30?
Oh, that would be great. I can see you. And do you mind if I come to your house, or would you like to come to mine?
No, that would be great if you stop by my house.
Okay, well, then I'll see you tomorrow at 3:30.
Okay, awesome.
All right, thanks so much.
See you then. Bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, great job. Great job. And I have simple little tweaks that's going to change it all.
Oh, I'm excited.
Okay, great job sticking to the script. I'm really proud of you for doing that. And you were very friendly, obviously. You didn't let me intimidate you at all as we role played together. But, Kimberly, how I felt was you are just rushing it, and you really could give a hoot about me. It was like, I'm just asking these freaking questions because I'm supposed to. But I really could care less about what's going on in your life. Come on, Kimberly.
Yes. I mean, you know, sometimes I think the sapphire in me comes out and I'm like, okay, let me just get to what I need to get to so I can go and do something else.
That's what I heard. That's exactly what I heard. Yep, that's what I heard in your voice. Remember, 93% of all communication is nonverbal. So when you're thinking, I got to hurry up, do this, I got other things I got to do, even though you're reading a script, what you're really saying is, you're wasting my time, I need to get through this. I got other things to do.
Okay.
Okay, because 93% of all communication is nonverbal. So it's your thoughts that are being communicated, even though when your words and your thoughts don't add up. Come on, you've seen it, right? Are you married?
No.
You're not. Have you ever dated somebody?
No. Yes.
Yes.
I have 4 kids, so yeah.
Well, let's use the kids as the example, okay?
Yeah.
So with the kids, what you know how they lie?
Yes.
And they say, I didn't do it. But you know they did, right?
Right.
Wasn't me. I didn't even see it. I wasn't even there. The words are saying one thing, but you are discerning with your liometer something completely different.
Okay.
So is that only true with mom to her children? No. It's true with all humans. We can discern when someone is lying to us. Even when someone is a really good liar, which I had one of my kids that was like that, so good at it.
Okay.
And then there's the other that, like, they couldn't lie to save their life. But even those, it's like, something in my spirit is telling me you're lying your butt off. Right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the 93% nonverbal communication. So even though words are saying, I didn't do it, their body, their eyes, their tone, their everything else is saying, I'm guilty, I'm in so much trouble.
Yeah.
So it's the same with reading a script and prospecting someone. Going through the motions, but not caring. Going through the motions and thinking, I got other things to do. I got to get through this. Okay, I'm doing this form thing. Okay, so let me ask you some questions. The key with form is to find the prospect's what?
Why or what they need?
Their sign. Strengths.
Oh, their sign, right. Yeah.
Strengths, interests, goals, and needs. So please tell me, what were mine?
I didn't really get any. I just knew what your, I mean, you knew that your, like you graduated and your,
did you hear what
really.
You said?
Yeah.
You knew.
Yeah.
Assuming you know everything about your warm market is hurting their bank account and yours.
Okay.
You can't assume. This is a discovery. This is a learning process. And learning, you want to go and learn things about your friends and family members and prospects that you don't already know. It's
okay.
Really important because remember, relationship first, business follows. So let me walk you through the two different scenarios, okay? Because I want you to feel what I'm talking about, all right?
Okay.
So ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey, Cameron, how's it going?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. good. Hey, you know, I was thinking about you. How's work going?
It's going pretty good. I'm just, you know, trying to get the feel of things, but it's good.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So how are the kids? They good?
Everybody's yeah? doing good.
Yeah, that's great. So you still playing volleyball?
No, I injured my shoulder.
Oh, gosh, that's too bad. Well, you know, I know you're really busy with all that you have going on in your life, and I almost didn't call you because of your schedule, but I really, really need your help.
Okay.
Why are you chuckling?
Because I totally feel what you're feeling. I was like, wow.
Tell me how it feels.
But I was like, and why did you call me? I mean, it really felt very dry.
Yep. All right, let's try again. Let me go another place. You ready? Ring, ring.
Yes. Hello?
Kimberly.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, you know what? You popped in my head recently, and I just thought I needed to catch up with you and see how you're doing.
Absolutely. I was thinking about you, too.
Really? So what are you up to?
You know, just I'm trying to build my business so I can stay at home and really just trying to make it work with the kids. How about you?
Man, that sounds awesome. How long do you think it's going to take before you're going to be able to do that?
You know, I am really trying to take the fast track with things. If I really apply myself, yeah, probably, you know, within the next 6 months, I really see me hitting the goals that I set.
That's awesome. How are the kids?
Everybody's doing good, just ready for school to get out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What about you? How do you feel about that?
You know, I'm kind of on the fence. I miss homeschooling. I homeschooled last year, and we're in public school this year, and I do not like the rat race of public school, so I'm actually ready to go back to homeschooling, crazy.
How old are the kids now?
4, 9, 10, and 11.
4, 9, 10, 11. So literally they would all be homeschooled.
Yes.
How are they doing with adjusting?
They're getting the hang of it, but they hate it. They're ready to go back to the old ways as well. So
why did you guys make the choice to go to
public school?
Yeah.
Well, because I really wanted to have more dedicated time to the business so I could really build it and grow it. And I just felt like it was really hard trying to juggle everything on my own.
Right.
And homeschool to them too. So I was trying to build a kind of a foundation and then kind of just see how it worked with everyone and if it was the right fit.
Right. What were you doing before you started your business?
Massage therapy.
Are you still doing it?
Yeah, I have some clients that still call me, and I go to their house.
What kind of massage therapy do you, like, specialize in? I've never known that about you.
Really, it just depends on the person. It can be anything that they need, from, like, a relaxation massage to more specific work, like if they have an issue or something that needs help.
So, like, what have you seen to be, like, the most beneficial to someone's body? You know, say, like, do you do injury-type stuff?
Yeah, I can do injury stuff, but mainly I do more relaxation, and then if they haven't, like, I do some deep tissue work, and I might do some neuromuscular, but it's usually a combination. Most people, yeah. If anybody just gets a massage, they're usually happy, so, yeah.
But, like, what's the most, like, powerful recovery you've ever seen of somebody with an injury?
Well, actually, I worked in a chiropractor's office. I remember when I first got out of school, and I did a neuromuscular. He couldn't walk. He came in literally, like, they rolled him in on a chair, and he was in pain. And the chiropractor, yeah, it was crazy, couldn't work on him. And so, like, there was getting no results. I mean, he was screaming, and I said, well, let me try. I think I have something that could work. And I spent about 30 minutes with him, and when we got done, he actually got up and walked out and was pain-free. It was
no
awesome.
No way.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Man, that's amazing.
Yeah,
love
that.
Crazy. Are you still doing, you know, you're saying you're only doing a little bit of that? Why did you pull away from that?
Well, I had done it for 10 years, and I just was, I wanted a change. I loved helping people, and mm-hmm. I just wanted to get into another modality of that and kind of give my hands a break.
Wow. But your business kind of works along with massage, right?
Yeah, it does, actually. It's really kind of cool.
Yeah. So when are you going to bring the kids home?
In August.
Gotcha. Are they with you now? Going to school near you now?
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha. So meaning that you're going to start homeschooling again next August?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you guys have any summer plans?
Just to have fun. I mean,
yeah.
I want to go on a missions trip, so we're just trying to see where we're going to go.
Really? So where are you going?
You know, we looked at Peru or Nicaragua. We just really are kind of just asking God for direction on that.
Wow. Tell me why Peru.
Because, honestly, there is a need in our church. We don't really have a lot of affiliation with that, but
mm-hmm.
In our church, they are having a missions trip, so we thought maybe that might be an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do know a lot about Nicaragua, and
mm-hmm.
I've been doing a lot of personal development, and I have an amazing coach that I've been using, and she has a lot of affiliation down there, and so I want to go and bless and help the people there and build communities.
Wow, that's amazing. And you want to bring the kids with you?
I do. I when I was in the military, traveling to other countries, it completely changed my life, and I got to see things in a different way, and I just want them to feel the impact so they're not an entitlement and kind of it's
yeah.
all about me, but have a heart for other people.
Yeah, that's really powerful. You're such a good mom for doing that. You know what I mean? For having that kind of mindset, for introducing them into something that's so much bigger than just this entitled nation that we're living in.
Yeah.
It's really amazing. You know what? There probably isn't too many other women who are as busy as you. I'm serious. I'm just blown away. Single mom, you got four kids, just all the busy stuff that happens with all of that. It really is amazing. I almost didn't call you because I can only imagine what that busy schedule looks like. And I just almost just went, you know what, I'm not even going to call her, but I really, really need your help. We've been looking for a way to get out of debt and to pay off our car, and we really have such a passion for helping the poor and working on some missions projects that we're doing, and I believe we may have found a way, but before I begin a national advertising campaign, I was just hoping that maybe I could gain some experience by first practicing with you. Do you think you'd be able to help me out and let me practice
yeah.
on you?
Oh, I'd love to.
You have no idea, Kimberly, how much that means to me. I am so grateful that you're willing to do that. What is your schedule like? I'm even afraid to ask you that question. Your schedule like this week?
I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty crazy, but I am trying to work on better time management. So probably the best for me is going to be like Tuesday or Thursday evening.
Okay. Thursday night, what time?
I could probably do, I think the sitter I have her coming at 5, so I could do like 6.
6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Shall I make it easy for you and just come to you?
Oh my gosh, that would be awesome.
Okay. So Thursday night at 6 o'clock, I totally can do that. And I want to hear more about your heart for Peru and Nicaragua, and I also want to hear more about the places that you traveled around to when you were in the military, because I'm just fascinated with how you were saying how that just, like, changed your life. It changed your perspective, and I'd love to hear more about that, because I have a desire
okay.
to travel, too, and I think it would be – I'd love to learn from your experience. All right, I'll see you Thursday night at 6 o'clock. I can't tell you how much it means to me that you're willing to let me practice on you, and thanks so much for spending time with me tonight on the phone.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
Okay, I'll
so
talk to you later.
So good to talk to you.
Yeah. All right, see you soon. Bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, girl.
I totally forgot we were, like, even on a call.
Can
I totally
see
the difference.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yes, yes. Now, I'm going to, because I know what business you're in,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you you should still pursue massage.
Okay.
It is the perfect lead-in for your business.
And the funny thing is I've been getting job, like, offers left and right for it, and I've been turning them down because I've been trying to focus on that.
Oh my gosh, maybe that's
my way in. I mean, literally, they're like, it's crazy. I mean, literally, I've turned down two this past week.
No. You're going to say yes, and you're going to ask for more, and I believe that is your God talking to you by him sending you those opportunities. You have the perfect business model to go hand-in-hand with massage.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? Literally, on Friday, I had an old-time friend from another company who wanted me to come into her business and do that and promote the other business that you're – yes.
Wow.
Like, to do both.
Hello.
So confirmation, yeah.
Total
okay.
confirmation.
All right, God.
Yeah, no, you have, and everyone knows that you're a massage therapist, right? People that
they
know
do.
You know
yes.
that you are that. And so I want you to call. I want you to form your friends. I want you to build your client base for massage that's going to back end into your business. Because your warm market, just them being in touch with you, get a reminder that a massage therapist is on the phone.
Okay.
And when you call to form them, you might find, yeah, how's your health? How are you? How are you feeling? How are the kids? Right? Just form them. You're going to find needs that are popping up. And even mm-hmm. just, you know, yes, this whole practice approach, you know, could be good. The test market approach, I think, is fabulous for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Either one of those test market approaches that, hey, you know, kind of doing a case study with some clients and even people that are not clients, I'm wanting to test something out on people's bodies. You want to be my guinea pig? Girlfriend, you want to be doing free massages? You're going to sell oils.
Oh, I know. Absolutely.
Do you know what I'm saying? Not only are you going to sell oils, you are going to get another appointment for the next massage.
Okay.
The thing is, too, is that you know that your oils work so much better that it doesn't make you have to work as hard physically on the person.
You're right.
Yeah. So it's less on your body, more on the oils. But the oils
yeah,
do the
and,
work.
And I get the benefits of them too, not just them.
Exactly. So
yeah.
I would absolutely pursue your massage business. I would lead with that. Everyone knows that you do that. If you're in their face, they're reminded that they need you, okay? And that, hey, you know, I'm kind of doing a case study and, you know, looking for some people to practice on. Like, I'm doing a test market here locally, and you need a back rub because I'm testing out something.
Oh, my gosh. I have a line out my door.
Exactly. And see, the oil part of your business, that's what creates your residual income.
Okay.
Do you understand? That's where your residual income is going to come from, but your massage can be your front end.
Right.
And your back end is the massage. That's where that residual income is going to come from that eventually gets built up, that eventually you step away from massage and you've got, you know, thousands of dollars a month coming in because you have people hooked like a drug addict on those oils.
Right. Okay.
That is really what it's like.
Right.
Trust me, I know personally. I have a box of oils. Okay, so that's how I would lead into your business. And even with the warm market, you need to build these relationships. You need to build them. And then offer to do a local test market. And as you're finding the needs, as you're forming people, you're going to find that some are in a financial crunch. Great. And that's when you can lead them in front end for your business. Right?
Okay. Right.
All right, girl. You got it.
Awesome.
I'm excited.
Thank you. I'm so excited, too. Thank you so much for the confirmation and everything.
Yes.
Thank you.
Go get 5 new customers this week for
massage. I will.
And then watch how it backs into something else.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you.
All right. Cool. All right, Kerry, go ahead and put Kimberly back in. Beautiful. All right, gang. Well, Kasich won Ohio. Got the news. Yeah. But Trump won Florida. Interesting race. Interesting fun stuff. Okay, so I just had to let you know. A-team won tonight. Back to the class. We got through a lot of good stuff tonight, and I love the direction in which tonight's class went and how each one of you brought something just really important to the table, and we dealt with fear issues. We dealt with overcompensating because we think we have a problem instead of using the problem as an asset, instead of a liability. And so I think there was a lot of good conversation that happened, as well as kind of trying to get someone to like you. You don't have to try to get someone to like you. You are who you are. Listen, this is something that happened for me as I'm closing this up. It was so powerful. When I realized that this was it for me, and I was a teenager when I went, this is it, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to get good at this, and I remember thinking, this is my doctorhood, meaning if I had gone to school to become a doctor, or this is my lawyer degree. That's literally how I treated it, right? Like, that's what I'm becoming. I'm going to become a doctor in this. I'm going to make money like doctors make. I'm going to make money like attorneys make. I'm going to make money like senators make. When I was in high school, I had a minute where I started to think, wow, yeah, you know, you get the question, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? It was three things. One was, and it left me very quickly, was either a lawyer, a senator, or a social worker. These were the three things that kind of floated through my head, if you will, three different professions, you know, when you're in school and people are going, hey, what are you going to be when you grow up? Where are you going to go to college? What are you going to study? And I thought, you know, for a minute, because I loved government, loved the laws, loved studying those things in high school, and so maybe a lawyer. And then I loved government. I loved, you know, the study of government. So I was like, maybe a senator. But I loved to help people, and I was a kid who was hurting, so I wanted to help people. So that was, you know, a social worker. I find it kind of interesting how I'm dibbled and dabbled in things that represent those three things. But when I started in my business, I knew that this was an important job. And I knew, because of the testimonies of all the people making money, they made more money than a lawyer or a doctor. And so I knew that the potential to make as much as a doctor or a lawyer without going to school for 8 to 10 years was here in this business. The other thing that I knew was that I could help people. And so this was a very, like, I don't know, it just seemed like a very important mission. It seemed like a very important thing to do with my life. And once I figured out and I made the decision, I'm doing this, just like a kid coming out of high school decides I'm going to go to medical school and become a doctor, or a kid decides I'm going to go to law school and become a lawyer, they buckle in and go for it. And that's what you must do with the business that you're in. You are in such a powerful, powerful business. You know, I love the conversation that my husband and I had from the stage at the last First Step Success in San Antonio. And we talked afterwards backstage and just said, man, where would we be? Where would we be had we not started where we started in this industry? We would have nothing. We would be nothing had we did not be given the opportunity to start in a home-based business, and all the skills that we learned from it and all the different skills that also bled into other areas and helped to equip us in business in general, not just in building a sales force, but also in other businesses in which that we had started and other places of influence in which that we've grown into. And then how we raised our kids, you know, so much that we learned from business is how we raised our children, and the skills that we wanted to impart into them, you know, came from this world, the world you're living in. So what you're doing is so important on so many different levels. And the sooner that you can come to the place that I'm building this, and this is a done deal, and this is not something I'm playing with, this is not something that I'm going to quit, this isn't something that might not work out. No, this is going to work out. And as you step into that, and there's something that happened inside of me when I stepped into it saying, I'm doing this. I owned it. And when you own it, people can see it. And when you own it and you know what you're doing is important, it's an important mission, it's a profitable mission, it's a respectable mission, then you are not likely to be pushed around, and you're certainly not one to bow down to try to get others to like you. You have to earn the respect of others. You walk in it as though you already have it. You don't have to earn it. You walk in it as you already have it. So with prospecting, very much like closing, which we'll talk about tomorrow night, relationship, as you're building it, is because you're here for the long haul. You're here for the long haul. So it's not, I want to like you today if you buy something from me, if you don't buy something from me, then I don't like you. That's very immature. That's third grade. You're going to be here. till you die. You're going to be doing this and building influence and changing lives and helping people and making a lot of money and helping a lot of people make a lot of money. Many of you are going to help a lot of people get really, really, really wealthy. That's what you're doing. This important mission that you're on has and will help to save families, save marriages, put kids on a completely different track. That's the important mission that you're doing here. And so own it. Own it. Walk in it. And know that you have something that's precious. And if someone says no today or flakes on you, it doesn't matter. You're going to be following up with these people, and you're going to be here. And they, in the same time period, might have changed jobs 3 or 4 times and still be in debt and have no future. You'll be that one. If you make the decision, I'm here for the long haul. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to build this thing. I'm going to reach that 6 figures, or even some of you, I want to reach those 7 figures if that's what you want to do. And for some of you, it's like, no, I just want to make an extra $1,000 a month. Think about this. Who doesn't want to make an extra $1,000 a month? Think about that. The vast majority of the population wants to make an extra $1,000 a month. They don't think they can make an extra $10,000 a month. That's completely unimaginable. But man, $1,000 a month, that is so reachable. That is so reachable. Here's something else that's reachable. Many of you have products that are phenomenal. I mean, there is an outrageous product line that's represented in this class. I mean, from travel to nutritionals to insurance to the list goes on. All kinds of great services, gadgets, softwares, you name it, it's in here. Selling houses, it's in here. That the amount of talent and ability and products that are here, it's just high value. You all represent something that's very valuable, very, very, like I said again, important. So I want you to own it. I want you to enter in the conversations with that. It changes everything. And you know you're here for the long haul. It doesn't matter if the worm is wiggling on the end of the hook going, I just don't know. It's okay. Because you're going to be here for the long haul. It's okay. Because you aren't going anywhere but up. And you know the trajectory they're on is down. So the bottom line, eventually, it's going to turn around. And it's going to work in your favor. And all the people who are not showing up or flaking or whatever, they're eventually going to come back around. But I promise you, if you change this posture, the things that we talked about today, because we got through a lot of different issues for prospecting tonight. As you work through those, your numbers are going to change. They're going to rise. They're going to get better. Things are going to get easier. It's going to take you much less time to make more money. Not the same money, but much less time to make more money. For the sheer reason of this, what you do is going to duplicate. How you approach this is going to duplicate. All right? So I look forward to talking to you tomorrow night. I don't want to take up any more of your time. I've got a husband waiting for me. I'm so excited. But it was awesome talking to you tonight, and I thoroughly enjoyed working with all the different people that I got to work with, and looking forward to seeing what takes place tomorrow night as we get to work together tomorrow night. So, Carrie, if you can open the lines and we'll just say good night and God bless, that would be awesome.
Sure thing.
Good night, Danny.
Good night, Danny.
Thank you.
Good night, Danny.
Good night, Danny.